I've got a great one here for you. Okay, so it's a tough time in Britain at the minute, and I'm no intention of talking about the death of the Queen or passing any comment on it, all other than to say obviously it's condolences to her close family.
Yep.
But I did find something interesting out in on a news article about the Queen, talking about her assets, as in her financial assets. And one of them that struck me is a really strange thing, but makes total sense, is that the royal family owns a stamp, has a stamp collection, because many of their family have been
On stamps.
stamp, right? Yes, it's on stamps or have been stamp collectors as well. I mean, George V was a famous stamp collector. And their stamp collection is estimated to be worth over £100 million in today's market. I thought, what a strange flex to have. They own the most expensive stamp collection in the world or something. It makes total sense because you're privileged access to stamps, surely, because
Well, you are
you
the
are the
owners
stamp,
of
yeah.
yeah.
And you're getting letters sent to you from all over the world for different reasons. I just thought, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of mad though, isn't it? Do you
100
know,
million.
there was a couple that I was posting to
Yeah.
a little while ago, and they used to collect stamps. But I mean, they were so into it that they would have deliveries of stamps like every other day. Do
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like it was mad. So one day I was asking them, like, why are you doing this?
Yes, yeah.
Why are you spending all this money on stamps and things? And I mean, they didn't really give me an answer, which is a shame because it would have been a cool story otherwise. But they were just telling me that they've been collecting stamps for the last 20 years, and they buy them from all over. They're not just English stamps; they buy them from all over the
Yeah.
world, which is again, I don't know. Like, if you were going to collect something, you would think you'd collect something niche. Do you know what I mean? Not just a broad amount of stamps, but like
Yeah.
English stamps from, fucking 1700 to 1750 or something
Yeah,
like
I
that.
know. Yeah.
But the fact that they're collecting, I mean, maybe they started like that and then now they're collecting from everywhere because it's just easier because of the internet. But at what point do you stop? At what point do you think, not that my collection's complete because it's a forever thing, but at what point do you stop and go, do you know what, lads? We're actually spending so much money on
It's
this.
problematic.
Where's the inheritance for our
Well,
kids?
it's problematic asset anyway, because you have to pay for separate insurance for that, because it's you're more likely to get fire damage and the rest of it. So you the only the, I mean, art and those kinds of things is, have always been used as ways of holding wealth or laundering wealth through gifts and the rest of it. That was a classic. You buy a painting for 700 grand and you give it as a gift to someone, and then they go and sell it back to the person they bought it off for £700,000, and you don't pay any tax on that and shit like that.
That's the
And
truth.
that's if I had enough money, obviously that I would do that too. But it just amazes me that people spend so much money on a hobby because it adds something to their life, I guess. But I mean, what does it really add that you can't get from just I don't want to say having a life, but just stamp collecting is a good example, I think, of something you can just always take to the nth degree. I mean, photography is the same thing, right? I have a 1984 Minolta XC500, which was like a top of the range camera back in the day, and I bought it along with it and a bunch of kit for about £100. And a roll of film now costs £12 at least, or a tenner at least, and then to get it developed is
Oh.
easily that. So it's an expensive hobby, but I don't, I do a roll of film a month maybe, so that's £20 a month is what.
But do you think that the quality of it is much better than digital?
It's more about
Or do you think it's the authenticity?
it's the authenticity, because I mean the quality of image isn't better, but you can get certain kinds of, I mean, put it this way, it depends how much value you put on authenticity, like you say. So you can recreate it, any type of image using a digital camera, by and large. You can put the grain on it, or you can put the filters on and make it look older, but you've still just taken a digital image. So it depends how much you actually care about it being an original taken, how it should look, because it's the same thing. The same thing is true, the paradox of forgery. is something in the philosophy of art, which is real. It's a real topic. It's like how much are value and originality codependent? Do you value a painting because of what it is and because of the artist, or which comes first? You know, because there has to come a point where you value art for the art, and then because of that, you value the artist more, and it goes up and up and up. But there'll be a point where the value of the art has capped. So, like, the value of Picasso's art for itself has capped, but the value of his paintings keeps going up because the value placed on his work goes up.
But then, I mean, I understand the idea of artists and art and whatever, and you know, you're paying for the name of the artist as opposed to, because you're right, you know, if you took any painting and just painted it yourself,
Yeah.
it's the exact same painting, but it's not an original, as it were, by that artist. So you're actually paying for the name.
Yeah, you are paying for the name of something. I mean, that's but the
You wouldn't look at a picture of a sunflower from anyone and go, fuck me, that's
no,
lovely,
no,
I'll pay a
that's
million
it.
quid for that.
It's because of who painted it, yeah.
Exactly that. You're paying for the perspective of the mind of that man or that woman.
And for the knowledge that at some point that man or woman stood before the painting that you're standing before now. Most of the value I think people put on art comes from the idea of imagining the artist in their painting, you know, their emotions or whatever it is, as if that's more valuable. You know, you're valuing something which has no corporeal essence. In other words, you can't put it into, it's not physical. You can't bottle up the emotions of Van Gogh. You just have to assume that that's what was there. So you're paying a few million for that painting. But at the same time, so going back to pictures, I really understand where people come from when they're talking about buying the original, because I like to take pictures on film because it's harder, first of all. So taking the perfect picture is just harder. You know, you've got to load the film properly.
There's a literal art to it, isn't there?
There is, and I'm a complete amateur. No, I haven't even taken a course in it or anything. I just have read the handbook that I've got with my camera, so I don't know a huge amount about aperture and the rest of it. I know enough to take some good pictures, and I'm just trying to get better. But it, that that's the point, is that taking digital photos requires no soul. It requires no practice. You just point and click, which is great for the proliferation of imagery, but it comes with side effects, like the fact that people just don't actually value the moments they are saving. Whereas with the physical images that you get printed, you know, because you've taken such a what like you've taken a long time or whatever it is just to take the picture, you remember that
Yeah,
you
a single
remember
perfect
yeah
picture.
you remember why you took the
That's it.
picture. You can write it on the back if you want, but you always remember why you took that picture by and large. Like, and I grew up with boxes and boxes of pictures that my parents had taken on holiday when they'd taken a disposable camera with them or something and had them all printed. And I grew up looking at them and seeing their lives through physical pictures. And I think that's so much more, I don't know, yeah, authentic, genuine.
I think there's a little more emotion to it, and a little more, you know, you've got a story with it as opposed to, you see, I mean, I've got a couple of things, but disposable cameras, because you've only got X amount of photos to take, you really do make the most of
Yeah,
those
absolutely, yeah.
20 pictures that you can take, you know. So you've got to tell the story with those pictures, with those, you know, X amount of pictures you've got. Equally, I think digital photo, you know, I mean, camera phones, things like that, they really take away from the, I mean, you go and watch any live anything, or
Yes.
any, you know, anything at all, you go see a fucking building, and there's so many people taking pictures of it and not actually taking in what's around them and, you know, understanding what's
Yeah.
happening. They're too busy taking a photo of it, and then when they get home they go, oh, that's a photo of what I've seen. But you've got no story or no reason, sort of, you know what I mean? You've literally been there, taken a picture and fucked off again.
Pretty much, yeah.
You've not got any atmosphere to it, or any what I mean is, as an original photo, like you're talking about, you capture something
Yeah.
different in it,
Yeah, it could.
whether it be what you see as being the be most beautiful bit of what you've seen. You know what I mean?
That's absolutely right, because there's no,
Mm.
I think it's because there's no authentic connection.
That's what I mean.
There's no connection between you and the picture, because the picture has been
Yeah.
taken, but
You could have just taken a picture off the internet and said, yeah, I've seen
yeah,
that.
I've been there. It's like
Because it's exactly the same thing.
any picture you take of most things, yeah, you just, oh, that's cool, but it's not,
Yeah.
there's nothing beyond that.
Whereas, like you said, going through like your parents' photo albums and things, there are specific things that they've captured,
Yeah.
you know, whether it be like just something ridiculous, like the smile of you as a child. And it was, you know, that whole, then you've got a whole story beforehand as to what happened with that picture and why they took that picture. And it might not be that it was the time, you know, at that time that they wanted to take the picture, it was afterwards or whatever, but it's the point you've got the story attached to it or the emotion attached to it as opposed to just, that's it.
Pretty much. I mean,
Yeah,
my
man.
parents are older than most people's parents were my age, so they had all this history of taking these pictures. I grew up with those photo albums, where I think I mean, it was by the time I was 10, a lot of people had smartphones, but it wasn't common to have a digital camera when I was little. Don't think I don't remember. I remember people having digital cameras, but it was, they were expensive.
Yeah, you wouldn't just abuse it. And I mean, again, you had camera film rolls and things. You used to have to send them off to Boots. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
well,
Like
that's, I mean,
Kodak
that's another
rolls. You have to
thing,
go and get printed off.
is finding film for a start. There's only one place, there's only one factory, and I think it's in Taiwan, that actually makes film, first of all, anymore. They make it for all the companies. And getting it developed isn't so hard in Exeter. Like, there are four or five places that will do it. But getting it, buying the film, now that's hard.
Yeah.
There's only two places in Exeter that will stock it. Whereas back in the day, you used to get film in every pharmacy,
Every
every
shop, isn't
post
it?
office, every shop.
Yeah.
It was just everywhere. But it's one of those things that had such a heyday, where amateur photography, for about, 40, 50 years, half a century, not very long at all. Just, the film was in a lot of places, and then nope. With digital cameras and the rest of it. But then people going back to it, like me. I mean, I never had a digital camera growing up. My sister did. She always took a lot of pictures. But I like old technology in general. I think it has a different.
I mean, you certainly come across
Yeah, thank you.
that
I've got. I mean, I collect videos that I watched as a child that we got rid of. So, like, all of the Disney films and that. Anything I see on video that I watched as a child, again, I have a lot of tapes, records, even CDs, bro. CDs are old, man. Like,
Yeah, tell me about
I
it.
have,
They're so redundant now, it's unreal. Like,
yeah,
to shift them.
the only reason to have a CD now is if you have some kind of special connection to that music. You have something you want. I
Yeah.
mean, I enjoy the act of engaging with whatever it is. I'm quite a tactile person, so I really enjoy the act of engaging with something. To do it, not just pressing a button. I've
Yeah.
Spotify and I
Yeah.
use it 95% of the time, but that's not who I really am. I think I like touch. I mean, this sounds bad. I like touching things. I like getting close and personal with something if I'm going to use it. So, like a camera with film,
Yeah,
the rest of it.
well, I mean, there's people like that. They much prefer physical things as opposed to digital. You know, if you've got a physical copy of something, it's yours to hold forever. You know, I mean, I remember when iTunes first come out as a thing. You know, like you could buy. I mean, ringtones you could buy it, and then when you change phone, you wouldn't necessarily have that ringtone anymore. You've paid for it once that, you know, it's gone. You've got to get it again. Whereas like iTunes. I was still under the impression that if you bought something, I mean, I've still got a receipt on email from the first album I bought from iTunes, just in case I lose it and I have to redeem it. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous because it's not how it works anymore. But it's one of those things that, you know, I was so apprehensive as a kid to buy something online that was a digital copy that I would lose it. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
Like,
yeah,
it's
sure.
mad.
Receipts in general are now slightly more redundant, or much more redundant than they used to be, because you have proof of purchase through online banking most of the time. So the
Exactly
need for a
that.
receipt with your fucking credit card details on it has changed dramatically. Like, I have I use American Express because their cards give you certain rewards, and most places take it now in England. But I remember at a time when no one took it here, because my aunt came over from America and was trying to pay with American Express, and just none of the big chains, anything would use it. But now every bank account, whatever, has this. It's all online anyway. It's
Yeah, exactly. You could take it anywhere and do anything with it,
yeah,
you know.
and that was just between England and America, not America and Paraguay or something.
I mean, I still have people working at the last couple of places in hospitality. You'd still have people ask, "Do you take American Express?" And you think, "Well, I know that you're of a certain age that you know you're still used to asking it all the time." But yeah, man, we take every payment. Like, money's money to us now. Do you know what I mean? Any company worth their salt would take any form of payment.
The exception being very small businesses, because American Express charge a percentage. But if you're going to any restaurant and they don't take American Express, then yeah, I don't I, it seems really it would seem very strange to me now, but yeah, there was a time.
Exactly that. But then saying that, you go to like a corner, you know, like a little
Yeah.
cell phoned corner shop, and they don't even take card payments like over £5, under
Under
five
£5,
pounds,
yeah, I
sorry,
know, yeah.
because for tax purposes and things. But you think that's so ridiculous, you know, like hairdressers. It's only recently that I've realized that barbers now take card, because they were always a cash flow business. That's the way it is.
Barbers
But
and
now that they take card, do you know how easy it is to get a haircut now? Because you can pay on card. Like, you haven't got to fucking go bank and get £20 out and go to the barbers and then go, "Oh, you may as well keep the change because money's redundant to me." Because I mean,
yeah.
like, everywhere else I can just use card.
Is a fun fact about me though, bro. I've never paid for a haircut.
I mean, it doesn't look like you
Brilliant, thank you.
have.
My mum.
How'd you get your hair cut? You do it yourself?
No, my mum, bro.
Oh, my mom used to do my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of her little skills she learned growing up, was how to cut hair. Yeah.
That's good though. I think that's one of
Sure.
them things that if you have time to learn the skill, then fucking do it, because you're gonna save everyone money.
Yeah,
I
100%. Yeah.
mean,
Well, I've got a couple more things which I thought you'd found interesting before. On a slightly different topic. One of them was just funny. There's a species of blind cave beetle, only found in five humid caves in Slovenia,
Wow.
which is known as Anophthalmus hitleri. Named it deep there, deep there, yeah. Anophthalmus hitleri, named in tribute to Adolf Hitler in 1933 when they were discovered. The name has not changed
Fantastic.
since, as it is a taxonomic tradition to not change the name of an organism after it is named.
An orgasm.
Yeah, I just
That's
think
brilliant.
that's
I mean,
brilliant.
who's calling a fucking blind bug Adolf
That's
Hitler?
hilarious, bro.
Here he
In
is.
Slovenia as well. I mean, it's just.
Really hated him over there. A blind one. Fucking get it named.
I mean, I yeah. There's no they don't know whether it was satire at the time because it's a blind cave beetle, or whether it was just by someone, but by a taxonomist who was genuinely a Nazi. They don't actually know who named it, but I just thought that was hilarious.
Brilliant. Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic, isn't it? Was it when did they discover it and
Nine,
name it?
1933. So that's the year Hitler became Chancellor in
It
Germany.
was pre-war. Well
Oh yeah,
done.
it's pre-war, but he
Wow.
was
So
Chancellor.
that was more of a tribute to him than a dig at him, I think, wasn't it?
You almost certainly, but I think
Yeah.
that there's got to be an irony in the fact that
Incredible.
it's a blind cave bug, like, bro.
Yeah.
There's so
Well,
many other things.
he did lead Germany in blind, didn't he? So,
Yeah, so many
like
things
that.
I'd prefer to know, or to be called, yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible though. Good fact.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
There was another one that made me really laugh. There was a guy called Phil Sokoloff. Yeah, it's a bad name, but he's a
Yeah.
r really back in
What's his
2004.
name? Phil Suckalot.
Phil suck many many cocks.
Suck money cup.
He
Brilliant.
in 2004 he was a self-made millionaire, right? He was 82 when he died, but this was before then. Basically, he ate a lot because he on business. He ate a lot of McDonald's food when he was
Good.
on business, right? And one of the things he used his personal fortune for later in life. He had a heart attack due to high cholesterol and
course he did.
spent $15 million,
Wow.
right, on a campaign against McDonald's for their unhealthy menu. And he's the
Wow.
reason that Mackie D's switched from cooking in beef tallow to vegetable oil.
Wow.
But and which is it's a great positive force. But I just love the fact that this man chose to spend $15 million on forcing Mackey's to change their menu rather than
Yeah.
just come to terms with the fact that he probably shouldn't have been snacking on Big Macs
Shouldn't have been
every
pushing it all
day
down him, yeah.
for 15 years,
Oh, Peter McDonald off.
as if he hadn't been warned about that, as if he didn't know that it was unhealthy anyway
Yeah,
before he nearly
eating a
killed
burger a day.
stranded, nearly killing himself. I just think that's such a massive Sigma fucking move to try and to spend that much money on such a useless, abstract thing.
On pinning it on them, it's their fault.
That made
That's
me
what
laugh.
he's basically doing. And then after all that, 15 million and all that, he's gone, see, told you, not my fault. Moving on.
Here's a different one then, which is funny. In Ganeshpur, right, a village in eastern Bihar in India, they had to recently been having to put up with frequent power outages that seemed to only occur a few hours after sunset.
Right.
It was found out that the village electrician was cutting the village's power whenever he wanted to see his girlfriend in secrecy in the dark because he was married.
That's a super large thing to do.
What?
Just to go and have an affair, mate.
It's
Imagine that.
brilliant, isn't it? So he would do
You're
some
ruining
bloke's
a whole
fucking
city,
village
bruv, just to
doesn't give a shit.
go and get your end away. That's some
Hilarious,
next
bro.
level.
Dedication, mate. That's
Imagine that.
dedication.
Imagine that. Yeah, but for real, it is as well.
Yeah.
Missus going to bed. Get the fucking everything. Get the electric off immediately. Unplug that fucking
Yeah.
country.
Yeah. No, get rid of it
Off to
all.
see the wizard.
I am gonna go and see what's going on.
Imagine that. Matt, who's caught him and all? Who's
Well,
out
that's
there?
it. They sussed
I
that
mean.
they sussed that it was at certain times of the day, and then it just happened to be that someone found him when they were going around
Well,
it.
they found him mid-plow.
Yeah. Well, no, they
Sorry,
found
lads, it's
him.
mine. I've turned the lights off for a reason, for fuck's sake.
Listen, we all have our systems. We've all done things we're not proud of.
Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine. There's some extreme lengths to go to. That's not just like turning your phone off or something, you know what I
Wait, that's
mean?
not turning Snap Maps off. That's
That's
fuck.
madness. Yeah, there's not
She must.
ending your
Surely she
location.
must have been some woman, or he must have been some kind of don, fuck an
Trust me.
entire village over for hours
Trust.
regularly.
Respect to that man, though. That's power, that's effort.
About like 3,000, 4,000 people without power because this one dude wants to shag.
It's too much effort though, really, isn't it? Do you not think? Like
Yeah, you would
you've
think so,
got
wouldn't you?
you know you're getting found out. Like that's a rule.
Yeah.
But I mean, at least if you're doing it on the sly, you're doing it on the sly. Like you're not ending electricity for everyone for a couple hours.
I know.
Someone's
Yeah.
gonna notice, lad.
There we go. Yeah, this just maybe chuck. There's a clothing company called Steve Jobs, which is in no way related to Steve Jobs of Apple. It's
You hope not.
created in 2012, because they discovered that the name Steve Jobs was never trademarked by Apple.
Fantastic.
And their logo was a J with a bite taken out, and then
Yeah,
the iconic Apple leaf on top.
that's brilliant. That's marketing.
And they did it with the sole intention of selling the trademark name to Apple.
Which again is actually a more brilliant
Yeah,
idea
it's
than
brilliant.
just
Yeah,
using their logo.
for an undisclosed sum. Just thought that was funny. Actually, a great way of making money. If
Yeah.
someone else, when Elvis was starting out, had the rights to like the name Elvis, he trademarked the name Elvis. Forget what he was. I think he was some kind of, was it like a business? I think it was some kind of construction business. And he ended up getting paid a bunch to get for the rights to the name Elvis whenever it was published, and the rest of that, the trademark.
Mad, man.
It's just funny.
It's like the original domain names, isn't it? You know, like
Yeah.
buying domain names to sell them to companies. Like that's kind of it's a smart move if you can find things like that, but it's not a thing that you're going to make millions off of.
Not unless that company already has a massive amount of capital, and if that's the case, they
That's what I
probably
mean.
haven't
They're
fucked. They're
already.
probably yeah, haven't fucked up in the way that you would need
Yeah.
them to.
Have you any other stories before I
No, I have
go off on
nothing.
one?
Nothing else. No.
So I've been watching a program on Netflix, and I'm
Oh yeah.
sure a lot of people have seen that. I don't know whether you've watched it, but it's called The Future Of, right?
Yeah,
And
I've heard of it, yeah.
it's like a docu-series about the future of, and they do different things every week. So like one of them was about the future of meat, which really
Oh yeah.
interested me
Yeah.
because they were talking about how veganism is becoming forefront and all this, you know, everything they're trying to wait, everyone knows the spiel about it all, you know, like
Yeah.
it's better to eat fucking
The rest of
non-meats
it,
and
yeah.
things like that. But they were talking about in the near future, and they're already doing this, but in the near future, we're essentially going to be, you know, like test tube meat and things like that. Like they're physically growing meat in labs made from,
Yeah.
like, you take the bone marrow from something and then you can multiply it so many millions of
Yeah.
times and you can create lab grown burgers and things like this. Now, they did this with, I don't know how ethical it is, but they took a bunch of people and they said, right, here's some of you are getting fucking lab grown burgers, some of
Yeah.
you are getting vegetarian burgers, some of you are getting normal beef.
Okay.
Tell me the difference. Now, they couldn't tell the difference between lab grown and normal, which is mayhem,
Yeah.
other than the fact it was like the chicken was a little stringy, but that's
What?
because it's been literally made. Do you know what I
Okay.
mean?
Yeah.
But like the beef, they couldn't tell the difference. Now, I think that it's a really good idea, and I would personally probably prefer to eat something that I knew wasn't, you know what I mean, from an ethical point of view, something that hasn't been reared and slaughtered and then made into burgers for us. I would much prefer it to have been lab grown. I just want to know you're a very intelligent person. I wanted to know your views on
Thank you.
Butter a man up.
I yeah, you just your hobby, bro, isn't it? Yeah. Slathering men. I actually I disagree. I don't want to eat that, but it's I think the ethical issue is actually down to the overuse, the overproduction, or the over like mass farming of animals, right? I think something like 90% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions come from farmyard animals for human food, and that is by and large the ethical issue is over farming, because it's the only thing that's changed. People's appetites have changed, and like the ability. I mean, there was something called the Bosch-Haber process, which was invented in I think 1901. Which was allowed people to make ammonia. So at the turn of the 20th century, so like 1900s and around about then, the world population was about 1.2 billion. But because of this Haber-Bosch process being invented, the ammonia production, which is the main thing in fertilizer, you could mass produce that. So in the last 130 years, 6 billion more people have been produced. Primarily because they could grow a lot more food much quicker because of fertilizer, and as a result, they've also figured out other ways of mass farming animals, so that you can eat meat every day. Whereas before, that was an unheard of thing. Even in my grandma's day, you definitely didn't eat meat every day. You ate it, once every couple of days. You had fish on Fridays or something like that. Maybe you might have beef and chicken. And then fish, so that's 3 times in a week or something. So our ethical issue with it is really the mass farming of something, because it's uncomfortable for us to imagine that we're producing animals for the sole reason of slaughtering them. But it's not actually that. We've always done that. What's changed is that we do it at a much higher rate, with much more clinical processes, abattoirs, and the rest of it, which to us seem to be inhuman, which they are. So I don't have an ethical problem with eating animals. I have a problem with the mass farming of them, or the constant the consumption rate is scuffed. I don't want to eat what man has produced, because I think that, but it's actually more of a religious thing, because I think that that's trying to play God. In the same way, I'm against cloning. I'm against cloning. I think there are actually there are ethical issues with plant-based foods as well, which people don't want to talk about. They're one of them being the narrative is, as you've said, that it is better for the environment, it's better for you, it's better for people, whatever it is, society, if we eat more plant-based products.
But that's the USP of it, isn't it? That's the whole selling point.
The selling point is that it's better for you and you should want
Yeah.
to do it. And if you don't want to do it, then there's a problem with you, essentially.
But wasn't that the selling point of meat in the first place? Like when it was a real business, growing business, and they were saying to eat meat is better for you. And it's only in recent years it's come out that eating meat highs your cholesterol and highs everything, heart attacks are a lot more predominant and cancer and things like that.
But that's because of the, that that is yeah, you're right that that's the marketing strategy is the same, but it's not meat which causes high cholesterol. It's the overconsumption of meat. But it's the same thing with
Yeah.
wine. The overconsumption of anything is bad for you. Cheese. I mean, almost any product, with the exception of
Water.
pulses, and water and pulses,
Yeah.
the overconsumption of it will lead to some kind of health,
Issue.
issue like dairy. Can fuck up your intestinal tract. Too much wheat would do the same thing. Too much meat would do the same thing. Too many root vegetables would do the same thing. Too much lettuce, cucumber, that kind of thing would give you diarrhea. Really, all they've needed to say the whole way along was balanced diet is what you need.
But this is exactly it.
So I
But
think
nobody wants to hear a
yeah.
balanced diet because it's not what sells the product.
And it's
That's
not
the
the
issue.
problem that people want to focus on. The real problem is obesity. And processed foods and sugar and the rest of it. No one really wants to have that conversation. So I think if you want to
They
eat meat.
certainly tried to, though. A couple of, like, I mean, when I was growing up, when I was sort of just coming into my teens, it was a real thing that everyone was going mad about processed foods and how
Yeah.
terrible they are for you. And that got suppressed real quick,
Yeah.
like a couple of years, and then it went, yeah, no, let's just leave that be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Killing business. That's what that was.
I mean, the another a big issue with it, of course, is there are health risks to some of these created foods, especially if you're using soy. Is that like a lot of whey protein that you get from animal meat or whatever, you can recreate that through peas and pulses and proteins and that kind of thing. But soy, they're marketing it as an alternative to protein, but not really telling you that it has, the overconsumption of soy will lead to side effects as well. So if you eat a burger 7 days a week, you're eating too much meat. If you eat seven soy burgers in a week, you're still eating too much of one thing, because the soy will in a man will lower your testosterone count and increase your estrogen count. So the problem, I think, as ever, is not the food, it's not the object, it's how humans use it.
Yes, it's yeah, you're totally right.
So the philosophy of how we as humans interact with food has to change again.
Why not visit our website, twospoonsofcoffee.wixsite.com/home, for all your podcast needs? Why not give us a tweet? We're at twospoons_coffee.